froze to stone and lit the gargoyles of Notre Dame. Or in Mexico, in cemeteries full of candlelight and tiny candy people on El Día de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead. Or where? 1,000 pumpkin smiles look down from the Halloween tree, and twice times 1,000 fresh-cut eyes glare and wink and blink as Mound Shroud leads the 8 trick-or-treaters. No, 9. But where is Pipkin? On a leaf-tossed, kite-flying, gliding, broomstick-riding trip to learn the secret of All Hallows' Eve. And they do. Well, asks Mound Shroud at Journey's End, which was it? A trick or a treat?
Both,
all agree. And so will you. With love for Madame Mana Garo Dombal. Met 27 years ago in the graveyard at midnight on the island of Janitzio at Lake Pátzcuaro, Mexico, and remembered on each anniversary of the Day of the Dead. Chapter 1. It was a small town by a small river and a small lake in a small northern part of a Midwest state. There wasn't so much wilderness around, you couldn't see the town. But on the other hand, there wasn't so much town you couldn't see and feel and touch and smell the wilderness. The town was full of trees, and dry grass and dead flowers now that autumn was here, and full of fences to walk on, and sidewalks to skate on, and a large ravine to tumble in and yell across. And the town was full of boys. Then it was the afternoon of Halloween, and all the houses shut against a cool wind, and the town full of cold sunlight. But suddenly, the day was gone. Night came out from under each tree and spread. Behind the doors of all the houses, there was a scurry of mouse feet, muted cries, flickerings of light. Behind one door, Tom Skelton, aged 13, stopped and listened. The wind outside nestled in each tree, prowled the sidewalks in invisible treads like unseen cats. Tom Skelton shivered. Anyone could see that the wind was a special wind this night, and the darkness took on a special feel, because it was All Hallows' Eve. Everything seemed cut from soft black velvet or gold or orange velvet. Smoke panted up out of 1,000 chimneys like the plumes of funeral parades. From kitchen windows drifted 2 pumpkin smells, gourds being cut, pies being baked. The cries behind the locked house doors grew more exasperated as shadows of boys flew by windows. Half-dressed boys, grease paint on their cheeks. Here a hunchback, there a medium-sized giant. Attics were still being rummaged, old locks broken, old steamer chests disemboweled for costumes. Tom Skelton put on his bones. He grinned at the spinal cord, the rib cage, the kneecaps stitched white on black cotton. Lucky, he thought. What a name you got. Tom Skelton. Great for Halloween. Everyone calls you Skeleton. So what do you wear? Bones. Wham! 8 front doors banged shut. 8 boys made a series of beautiful leaps over flower pots, rails, dead ferns, bushes, landing on their own dry starched front lawns. Galloping, rushing, they seized a final sheet, adjusted a last mask, tugged at strange mushroom caps or wigs, shouting at the way the wind took them along, helped their running, glad of the wind. Or cursing boy curses as masks fell off or hung sidewise or stuffed up their noses with a muslin smell like a dog's hot breath. Or just letting the sheer exhilaration of being alive and out on this night pull their lungs and shape their throats into a yell and a yell and a yell! 8 boys collided at one intersection. Here I am, wedge!